another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mandel, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Staff Sergeant Aaron Hamilton and Staff Sergeant Arnaldo Vasquez. Did I get that right? They're both production recruiters at the 141st Air Refueling Wing recruiting team. So you guys are over at Fairchild Air Force Base near Spokane. Here to talk about kind of the work you both do with recruiting, some of the benefits of being in the Air National Guard for newer members. But then you talk about kind of that diversity thing you're doing in Spokane, too. I know you've got some programs you work with on Fairchild, and we'd love to share your story. So thanks for joining us, guys.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so intro and background on yourself real quick.
So we'll start with you, me, right, I grew up active duty Air Force. My dad was a chaplain, and at first that was something like I didn't want to do. I was not trying to do active duty at all. I was like, I didn't want to be told where I can and can't go. I wanted to have a little bit more freedom. Later on, I was in the civilian sector, working at a credit union management, and then I went to Sports Authority, which is now closed, by the way, which is sad. But I was a manager there, and then I was like, you know what? I want to go back to college. I want to finish up my degree. And I was like, I don't want to have to do like a reimbursement plan like it was before, where I have to pay up front, and then they pay me back. I was like, I just want somebody to pay for it.
Yep.
And then, magnificent enough, my friend came in by the name of Rex Sharp, and I was like, you're in a uniform. Like, he's in an Air Force uniform. I'm like, man, you joined active duty Air Force? He's like, no, I'm with the Air National Guard. I was like, what is that? You know, just like how a lot of people are. And he explained it to me, and I was like, you actually stay here? He's like, yeah. I was like, you're going to University of Alaska? He's like, yeah, I'm there. I'm like, well, get me in touch with a recruiter. It took a couple months, and then ironically enough, one of my friends that is actually an Army recruiter actually came in to Sports Authority, and we started talking. He was like, you need a recruiter's number? I was like, absolutely I do. Got me in touch. That's all she wrote. I was in Alaska for about 6 years with the Air National Guard up there with the 212 Rescue Squadron. I was aircrew flight equipment, but I was a parachute rigger. So I had a chance to actually go to like Fort Lee and see how the Army does things. And I'm like, I'm glad I get to go back. But my journey has been awesome. And I was fortunate enough to see a recruiting position down here in Spokane, interview for it. I got it, obviously. And it's just been a real blessing just to be here.
Yeah. You kind of already told us how you learned about the Guard just by chance. Somebody walked in a uniform and you knew him. So.
Yeah. No, I'd never seen an Air National Guard recruiter at my high school at all. I don't know, maybe it was just a high school or whatever, but I never saw one. So
that's crazy. Yeah. Same. I never had a recruiter walk into my high school ever. And I just by chance found out about the National Guard just in passing one day driving through Lakewood somehow. So I was like, what is this National Guard thing? So yeah, kind of the same way. Sergeant Vasquez, what about yourself? Kind of intro and background on yourself.
So I'm 28 now. I joined the Guard when I was a senior, so I was 17 at the time. Born and raised in Puerto Rico, lived my whole life in Puerto Rico. I've been here for like about a year and a half now, working as a recruiter. So started working avionics, so avionics on C-130s. It was a great job, learned a lot. I did about 4 years of like just normal traditional guardsmen, and I've been around 7 years as an AGR. So it's been a great experience. We went through some mission conversions in Puerto Rico and shifted towards military police for a while. So we did security forces for 3 years. And now I'm here as a recruiter, which I said I was never going to do. And I said I hated talking in front of people or talking to people that I didn't know. And look at me now. So talking to students all day long. So it's definitely.
That's different because with me, I was like, you know what? The only other thing I wanted to do was be a recruiter. When I looked at all the different career fields and everything else I wanted to do, I was like, let me be a recruiter. Let me say I do. Give back a little bit, and I love it.
I always joke, right? So I was working in baseball. I was actually with the Spokane Indians before taking the deputy public affairs job at Fairchild.
Right.
And I remember I get a call from the state PAO, He's like, hey, I've got a deputy spot. You should apply for it. And I was like, no, I'm good, man. I said, I'm working in baseball. That's what I want to do. He's like, calls me back 2 days later. He's like, how much do you make in baseball versus how much can I pay you as a government employee? And I was like, all right, we'll talk now. But like, yeah, I kind of said the same thing. I never wanted to be full-time National Guard, and I've been full-time National Guard for almost 15 years now. And it's a great gig, right? I love this job. It's the best job in the world. So probably right next to recruiting for you guys. So.
Oh, and it's terrific.
Definitely.
So how did you learn about the Guard? I mean,
so my dad's still in the Guard. So he's still in Puerto Rico right now. He works for the comm squadron over there in Puerto Rico. Well, they're not a comm squadron. I still don't know exactly what they do. it's some sort of a flight controlling sort of deal.
How long has he been in the Guard?
So he's been in the Guard, I want to say, somewhere near 30 years.
Okay.
So he's done a mix of normal, traditional, worked many years as a technician. And he's still a technician right now and deployed several times. So he's done the gig very well. He's still doing it. He's actually at another tech school right now.
Yeah.
Man.
So we'll kind of get into certain Hamilton's story a little bit here, but some real quick. So talk about the mission you guys have in Spokane, recruiting. Obviously, it's getting people to join the Guard, the Air Guard especially. But are you guys more focused on the Spokane units? Is that kind of your... What you guys are, when you're talking to kids or anybody interested in the Air Guard, are you talking directly to them about, hey, join the 141st Air Refueling Wing and here's the benefits of it?
Yes, so definitely. So obviously that's our base. That's our home, so to speak. So we recruit for our base. Difference between us and active duty recruiters is we're actually recruiting towards a position. So we do know what we have available. We know what we can offer you. So, and before anybody commits to anything, we're taking you to units, you're touring, you're talking, meeting everyone. But obviously we're a total force in a sense, so we also try to think of major force. You know, if somebody I can tell that the Guard is not going to be their thing, because we're not the thing for everyone. If you want to leave Washington and you don't want to live in Washington anymore, I'm not going to tell you, well, come and stay with us in Washington. You know, I'm going to try to refer you to other outs. Or if you want to move towards the west side here and you want to do a different mission more similar to what you've guys got over here, we'll try to guide you your path. So we're just channelers and trying to channel you in the right way. But ultimately, we do recruit towards our base.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, being Army, I can talk the benefits of the Army, but what are the benefits that folks get for joining the Air National Guard?
They are tremendous. So, especially education is one, because we have the post-secondary grant that pays up to 100% of your college tuition for any college in the state of Washington. Then you also have the federal tuition assistance that also helps out with college. And then also you have the 9/11 GI Bill, which you can earn mm-hmm. while you're in. Especially just like learning a trade that you can take on the outside, especially like cyber, for instance, right? You get your Sec Plus. I mean, you're gone for 6 months, but guess what? You're getting paid that whole time that you're gone. So that's a lot of money you can save up, especially since you have, you know, DFAC food. You don't have to worry about paying for rent or anything like that. So, hey, go earn that money, earn that cash, right? Yeah. And then on top of that, you also get your top secret security clearance, which on the outside, that's costing employers like $10,000 to $15,000 just for one employee.
Yeah.
But if you have that already on your resume, I mean, like the other people that have a degree, but you have the certification and the Sec Plus and just have all of that, like you're already going to be put ahead of above the pack. So that's the great thing about it.
Yeah, that TS is a big piece. Same, right? I go to TS and it's like you get calls from people and they're like, hey, like, come work at this job. Well, no, like, I like what I do. So, yeah. How is recruiting in Spokane going? Like, I mean, kind of just the vibe, like, having lived there for 5 years, it's really an active duty community, it feels like, a lot of the time. I think it's kind of, you're always kind of competing with people saying, hey, we're here too, guys. We've been here longer.
Absolutely. So. It can be tough at times, but it's all about what you're putting out there. And as long as you're putting out the good stuff and you're getting your name out there and you're letting people know who you are and what you're about, the right people will come. And yeah, you know, hey, a lot of people want to go the active duty route. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also have that option too as well a lot of times, especially being put on orders, especially when you go to basic, go to tech school, come back on a job training. A lot of times there's orders that are around that they'll be happy to put you on. Especially when it comes to the students that are trying to go into college route, that's a good target audience for us because they're like, look, man, there's 7 colleges in Spokane.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I was like, it is a big college town. And I was like, let's help you pay for it some way.
Yeah.
Don't be like one of those and try to get student loans, everything like that, or try to work 2 or 3 jobs while you go to school. Like, that's rough.
Yeah.
Why do that to yourself? There's an easier route. So that's what we try to do. But, you know, it's just all about getting out there, and that's what we enjoy.
We do try to put the extra mile as well. So we're, even though we are in Spokane, some people might try to find it comfortable to just stay in Spokane and grow. But all our recruiters go to different areas way outside of our geographical limits. We've got recruiters dedicated to Idaho. So all of that North Idaho sector. We've got myself, I hit Wenatchee Tri-Cities. We've got another recruiter that she has the Ellensburg area. She's trying to develop something there because there's a Central Washington,
yep,
I believe.
Yep. I'm a Central grad myself. Yep.
Exactly. We got Sergeant Hamilton that's going out to Moses Lake often too, and he has created a business in Moses Lake and is still creating a business. So we're all trying to get out there as well. So there's only 4 of us, 4 active producing recruiters right now, so it's kind of stress thing for the whole half of Washington, but we try to get out there. So yeah.
And you guys are getting out there. So Sergeant Hamilton, I know you've got you're kind of working the diversity inclusion groups in Spokane and kind of the entire Inland Northwest, it sounds like. Can you kind of talk about your work there?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first got here, I knew that Juneteenth was going to be coming around. And since it just became a federal holiday, I was like, well, shoot, man, the base should be doing something for it. And especially out in the community. And then so I met Ted O'Sonner Davis, who's in the Med Group in the 92nd. And we actually got together and we created the African American Heritage Society Association, basically AHA. And so what we've been able to do is celebrate those events and celebrate like Black History Month and really put, I would say, a good vision, a good eye on it and show the diversity and show what's important, especially out in the community, being able to go to those events like Juneteenth, Martin Luther King Day, teaming up with the NAACP and just knowing all those people that are involved is tremendous. And then so I'm still working that so that even if for some reason I'm gone, that there still will be a pipeline that will still intense the community to the base and everything. Because one thing I'm also doing is that we're also trying to make a private org so mm-hmm. that any active duty or anybody that's coming to Fairchild will see that. And it will be a place that not only African-Americans, but everybody can come together, learn about what we can do in the community, and that'll be another way for us to reach out through that and just help out where we can.
Yeah, spread the good word.
Absolutely.
And really, that's the big thing about it. And I like what you're trying to do. Build something that it's going to go longer on than you being there.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest thing. So anything you guys want to touch on, I mean, as we kind of wrap this up.
There, you got something?
Hey, basically, this is a new generation we're dealing with. And us recruiters, we're in the forefront of like being in high schools. We are in so many high schools. We got more than 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 high schools per recruiter. So we're out there. We're seeing the new generation. And we just want to let people know that there are other outs towards life. And the Guard is not so much an end goal of yours, but instead a facilitator of your goals. So
yeah.
We are trying to get you to your goals. Sure, you're only going to put in some initial time investment, but what are you getting in exchange for that time investment? I'm sending you out for training, but once you get back, we drill once every 2 months. So it's once every 2 months. Let's say hypothetically you're a senior. You want to go to college. You can join as a senior. By the time you graduate high school, you've already got 1 year done off your contract. Mm-hmm. You graduate from college. You already have 4 or 5 years worth of work experience. You have qualifications, certifications, and you're almost done with your contract. It's
yep.
a win-win. You don't even have to stay past 1 enlistment if you don't want to.
Yeah.
If you can, more power to you. And most people tend to because they like the environment. So we just say that there's a lot of opportunities out there, and we don't want to let people miss out on them for lack of information or just not having as many recruiters on the ground. So we'll try and get out there. We'll keep going out there and just represent. So
fighting the good fight.
Yeah. One thing I would say is that a lot of people think that you just start from one point and then you're straight where you're supposed to be at. But people need to understand that a lot of times you need those stepping stones to get where you want to be at. You know, you're not going to be straight out of college making 80, 90 grand, depending on what you're doing. That sure didn't happen for me. No. You know, and that's facts. But earn the experience, earn the value, and then especially like a lot of employers now, they're looking for people that have been in the military or even still in, because they know what they get. They know the product that they're receiving. And that's the most important thing, is that we're bringing you into something that's going to last you throughout your whole life,
yep.
Not just for a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. I was always a six and done person. When I was enlisted, I thought the same thing you kind of said. Like, I'm just going to use this as my stepping stone to get where I want to be. And that was a long time ago.
Look at
like
you now.
Look at me now. I'm still here. So I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about it and sharing your stories and what you guys are doing to help spread the good word of the Air National Guard. If you're interested in learning more about the Air National Guard, we can definitely put your information in the notes so people can reach out to you guys.
Absolutely.
We can put the website in there. I think it's goarang.com.
Yep.
Man, look at me. I knew that one.
Man, my good head job.
If you like the video, give it a like. If you have any questions, make sure to comment and make sure to subscribe for future videos. I appreciate it, guys.
Great. Thank you for having us.